This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 6. We had a nice strong day yesterday in the futures for both lives and feeders. Live cattle giving us a reversal up and getting some continuation to the upside. So nice performance on the live cattle, where feeder cattle actually started out a bit weaker and ended up with an outside day higher. So finding some buying down here. Feeders have been congesting sideways for about a week and a half, and we've had a couple reversals up that haven't had any follow through. So we'll see what we get today. But you know, I've been leaning that over the next few weeks we'll have another leg down in cattle, but I thought we would have a bit of a rally here first. Live cattle are trying to make that happen. Feeders are giving it a bit of an effort too, but they've not managed to really sustain anything to the upside. It's basically just been test the trading range low, come back up, stall at the trading range high, and just chop around in that sideways price action. So hopefully we can get something more to the upside here. But if we don't, I think what we're seeing here probably is just a consolidation before you take another leg down. Either way, I think market's got a little bit more work to do on the downside before you get into some pretty solid support levels. In the cash trade, getting some head sold in the Fed trade, a couple thousand head around 147 average. That's up 2 from last week. Nothing on the dress trade so far. Box beef values were lower. Choice was down 98 cents at 247. Select down 269 at 219. The spread gained 171. We're sitting at 2784. Movement 169 loads. Slaughter rate so far this week at 383,000 head. That's 3,000 more than last week, and it's up 20,000 over a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 9 cents. We're sitting at 175.58. So we're right in line with where the feeder cattle front month futures are trading, as we still got about 3 weeks before that contract expires, but the cash index is hovering pretty close to where your futures are. In export sales this morning, 16,400 tons for beef. A little on the disappointing side. Kind of like to see numbers up into the 20s. South Korea took 6,000. Japan and Mexico both took 2,200. China took 2,100. In pork export sales, pretty solid, 34,000 tons. Mexico 16,800. China took 10,001, Canada 1,900, South Korea took 1,600. So we want to see these beef exports stay up there. Otherwise, it's just more, you know, backing up more product here as we get into a time window where we're going to have pretty heavy slaughter rates. And, you know, the fear of a recession just weighs on the market if consumers feel that, you know, the economy is going to slow down, then they're just not going to buy as much beef. That's just a given. So we want to keep things firing here on the economic side, but there's just a lot of chatter about interest rates continuing to move higher. The dollar took a huge jump over these last few days. All of that just dispels uncertainty and nervousness in the economy, and that does not cast a bullish light to the complex. And two, with cash markets trading up a couple bucks this week and the futures, you know, struggling to maintain that upward momentum, that would be a big red flag. So we'll see. I think we got a little bit more on the upside. We're going to run into resistance here about $1 to $1.50 above us anyway. So we'll see what the market can do with that, if it can continue higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.